We are all unique, and how each of us moves through life by working with the unseen, spiritual parts of us looks different. If one way you access support is through books, and you haven't tried the Soulquake Survival Guide yet, today's a great day to try it before you buy it. Head to the show notes where I have a link for you to receive a free PDF of the first chapter. Enjoy the first chapter, and if you love it, you can find it on Amazon worldwide in paperback, audio, and ebook. Your journey matters, my friend, and reviving your connection to spirit in earth-shaking times can be a game changer. Communicating with one another can feel so challenging and so daunting. But you know what? If you're working with the language of spirit and speaking through love, anything's possible.
Let's find out today how.
Hey, Tom.
Hello, Teresa.
Okay, so let's talk about communication because you and I communicate pretty well, I would say, overall, wouldn't you say?
Except for when we don't.
But man, moving out into the world, it can be challenging.
It sure can, especially with, the way people think about things. And, you know, one of the topics I had in my mind recently was the different ways we express how we're experiencing the same thing. You know, so when I get approached, like how I relate to what you're talking about is if I'm talking to somebody with a heavy scientific background, let's say, and I want to talk about spiritual things, you know, sometimes they can use big words or words that I'm not quite familiar with. And I go, what the heck are they talking about? But I found if I tune into my sensitivity and I ask my guidance to back me and you know, tune into my guidance, I can understand just about anything people are talking about. I used to really find this in business a lot, you know, where I'd be talking to, an executive and someone that would be talking about a topic, say finance or something that I was a bit baffled by or some technical, you know, business terms. And at first I'd be like, I don't know what they're talking about. But when I learned to just tune into my guidance and my true feelings, like tune into that sensitivity, you know, I always refer that as to my true feelings, you know, as opposed to react to, you know, what they're saying. I often was able to comprehend, you know, what they were talking about, especially as I trusted my first impressions. Have you ever had that happen?
Yeah, definitely. But I guess what I want to kind of share about is lately, I've been meeting with a lot of people in the local Des Moines area, you know, coffee and just meeting other people has been wonderful. Mm-hmm. And several of them lately, and I mean, literally several of them have the first question that I sit down in front of them and they ask me is, in my perspective, what is my meaning or what do I think about God? How does God and you know, fit into what I believe? And I recognize pretty quickly that, you know, they're a more religious-based person. So, and to me, and through the language of spirit, it's all the same. Okay, like, you know, God is spirit, universe, you know, source, you can call it this great central sun, whatever the heck you want to call it. It's all the same. But we all speak the same language, but it's really what's behind that that sometimes can feel a little weird. I know we have a really good example from we went to a church over Christmas for a Christmas cantata because Tom's a drummer and one of his friends was drumming in this beautiful cantata. So we said, hey, we'll go. And so my perspective of this and, you know, and being, you know, the language of love, language of spirit is that we're all of us are moving in there with love. You know, I felt it. We moved into the church. It was a beautiful, you know, really large church, gorgeous. The people, I could feel, you know, everyone's here with love. And then, you know, they started their, they had a little sermon before, which they showed this video and this video was like, it was so bad. It was like of all the things in the world right now that are going bad, like the Middle East and the border and, you know, and homelessness. And I mean, it went on and on and I could feel fear, anxiety. And so, you know, that's a part of, you know, how do we communicate with one another through our energy and through our, you know, our messages and how it can shift sometimes. And then at that point I was like, my God, I don't feel like I don't resonate with this at all. And the communication felt really weird to me. How did that feel to you, Tom?
Well, I relate. The you know, I could feel the concern that people had, and I could feel the support, you know, for everybody's situation. And there was this point, though, where it kind of turned into, shall I say it, fear-mongering, you know, that.
Yeah.
And so you better donate and you better keep coming because there's chaos out there and, you know, you need something outside of yourself to help you through this. And I mean, there's a positive message there too. It's just how I want to take it. It's just that I'd rather think in terms of solutions, you know, and that sometimes from a spiritual perspective, the troubles that other people are going through, you know, they've attracted those troubles and there's something they're going to learn from them. Now, that's not to say I wouldn't help somebody that needed help. I mean, I really believe in love and service and all that to the point where there's a sincere need. And there's, you know, we've shared about that on some other episodes. And the best way for me to determine that is to just really work with my inner, you know, sensitivity, what I call my inner guidance system, which is basically my true feelings and my sensitivities, which is those four ways that I perceive impressions and tune into that inner wisdom. You know, if I look at it from a soul's perspective, you know, it's like trying to save somebody that you know is an alcoholic, you know, that you try. And then there's this point where they have this epiphany, you know, where they realize themselves they need to do something. And so they do it and they really end up saving themselves, you might say, you know. So I'm a big believer in, you know, providing support to people. But, you know, also I find that we tend to argue over semantics, you know, that's, and people will manipulate us with words as well. And I guess that's what we're talking about is that, you know, the manipulation may be well-meaning, but it's manipulation nonetheless.
I disagree on that. There's a lot of there's a lot of manipulation out there in the media, especially that's not well-meaning.
Well, that's
about
true.
Control. That's about, you know, hey, how can I get my perspective only to all you people out there who those are listening or watching on, you know, on TV or whatever. So, yeah, I think there's a lot of manipulation going on with through communication and not with love.
Yeah.
I'll just say that, not with love.
Well, and I suppose, you know, what strikes me is that if there is a loving basis, if that positive loving feeling, you know, for example, there's probably other words for love, like creative, you know,
enthusiasm,
respectful, positive. Did I say positive already?
No, you didn't. But you know what? I want to go back to this. Being manipulated. So the confusion around, you know, words and communication and like during the pandemic and, you know, all the things that happened during the first few months, first few years of all of that chaos that was really just created more and more fear, more and more anxiety. So people would not listen to their inner guidance, would not listen to their inner wisdom or trust what they're feeling. So for myself, when all that started, the communication that I got from my inner communication system, my gut feeling was there is something not right here. And I am not going there with the situation because I felt it completely.
Very sensitive.
Very sensitive. And I trusted that. And so, you know, what's really come to me too about all this with communication is, you know, we've been through so much in the last few years. And again, you know, I say this quite often, but, you know, in history, we're always going through things. We're always going through experiences of learning and growing, communicating. How do we interact with one another? But this is big, people, because with all this AI stuff coming in, the key aspect of what's going to be missing in the AI is true feelings and trusting your gut.
Beautiful. Excellent points. So I've utilized AI that, you know, in our podcast, you know, where it's amazing, you know, the way that it can summarize things. But I always find to really get the feeling of what I'm sharing across, I have to change it. The AI doesn't really get what we're talking about, you might say, or doesn't have a feeling for it. So to me, that's where the language of spirit is speaking through love or speaking through feelings is another way of saying it. Or another aspect, you know, another way of looking at it. right. from different angles.
And when someone's not coming, not speaking through love, you can feel it. Absolutely. Yeah. Like what I'm talking about with the pandemic, like when crap was coming down, I felt it. I'm like, that's not right. I think that's a lie for myself. I'm not going there. So, you know, that's really key is feeling what's coming through communication with others. And back to the church situation, you know, as they were communicating all this fear stuff going on, I didn't relate to it because I'm like, that's not a communication of love. Like when I walked into the place and it felt really great. And then all of a sudden the energy changed. Now, let me tell you though, when the cantata started and they actually started singing and playing music, then the energy did change back and I felt it again. So that was really good. But
yeah, so we've been, you know, programmed in our society. And just look at YouTube videos. I mean, the headlines that grab you are the fearful headlines. Oh, and so apparently the way our brains work, the way our intellect works, which is our brain, which is in this physical body, which we don't take with us, it goes back to dust. But the way that intellect has been programmed is, and you know, from, you might even say through evolution, is to react more quickly to a fearful situation than it is the other. So for me, in my opinion, like what I feel about it as part of my self-mastery is allowing that soul essence that I have, or that love, and trusting that love and that backing. Somewhere along the line, you know, we forget that, or we forgot that, or it's all part of it. I don't know. I guess it's just part of the evolution. I don't really know, but I know a good solution for me is to listen with my feelings and then discern what I'm feeling, you know. So what I hear you saying is, and this has often happened for me, where something doesn't feel right about that. What am I picking up? And then I get a word for that or a thought for that. And then I might look into it a bit more, you know, get some facts. And then, or I take some action, or I communicate, or I ask a question. That's action, asking a question or looking into something, you know, and then I come back to my feelings and then I get another interpretation of my feelings or that discernment. And then over time, my discernment gets even sharper, you know, that I don't have to do so many rotations through feeling, organizing and acting, you know, it just, as I get experience as a soul, it's more apparent. And I want to bring that up because from a spiritual perspective, I didn't pick up on what you picked up on at the time, but I know you're super sensitive. And I have to say, this is one area where you were so right. It kills me. I mean,
no, it doesn't kill you, Tom.
It didn't kill me. It didn't kill me. Yeah. And your sensitivity has, you know, I'll always pay attention to what you share in terms of your sensitivity because you really
maybe a little outlandish.
Yeah, when it might be outlandish, and many people have those experiences, you know. So it's not that unusual. And anyway, that the whole key is trusting our sensitivity. Oh, what I wanted to share was you've probably been through that before, you know, or an area like an insight might be, you know, check. Have you had a past life where, or some past lives where you've been led astray before and you spot that energy quickly?
Well, I'll say a big H yes to that.
H yes.
That's the way I said that, Tom.
Thank you.
Tom said, I can't curse anymore. I don't curse at all. I said an F-bomb a couple of episodes ago. And Tom is like, never again. So I'm being really good. And I know we don't cuss that much. But anyway.
No.
But what I want
it depends on what you think is that much, but never mind.
Oh, Thomas.
The thing she was in the Air Force, folks. So.
Yeah, you know what? When I was in the Air Force, I was like a guy. Yeah, I cussed a lot and drank a lot. That was
you were like a guy. Oh, that's another episode that we just did. Yeah, never mind.
That's another episode.
Yeah.
What I want to share about communication is from like where I'm at now in my understanding and my staying relaxed with you know, situations around me, especially in communications, is that so say like at the church situation where I was at when I was, you know, feeling into what they were presenting in this video and how I didn't resonate with it, I stayed really relaxed. Now, a couple of years ago, I may have been triggered and I may have said, you know, F-bomb this, I'm out of here. It was seriously, because it was really intense. And so, you know, I really want to talk.
So you might say you've been manipulated by fear before and you feel intense about it. See, where I was relaxed about it, didn't really, I go, oh, yeah, that's interesting that they jumped to that.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Yeah. Well, what I'm trying to get across is that whenever we communicate with one another, if we have that anger, if we have that fear, we have that emotion come up around the situation, you're not going to be able to communicate very clearly with others.
Good point.
Right?
Absolutely.
Because even Tom and I have that crap going on. Oh, I said crap. We have that going on too, where sometimes if, you know, we're spiritual, we live this life, everyone, but we do go through stuff. And so when we do, there are times when, you know, we get a little heated. And so, and we have a challenge communicating, but we get through it very quickly because we understand how to, do our cleansing technique, which we've talked about, and we can actually put a link in the comments below. If
yes.
You know, Tom remembers, put a link
in
the comments below.
We have a couple of episodes on our YouTube channel, TNT Spirit Works. And we do, Teresa does one, I do one, and there's one where she's doing at a beautiful location. She's showing you how to cleanse when we were in Australia a couple years ago.
But back to communication.
But back to communication.
Squirrel. So really, I have different, you know, ways now that I can stay relaxed and get through things, which, you know, I'm hoping a lot of you out there, you know, listeners may have ways too that you through the years with wisdom, because that's really what it is, wisdom and tools is gaining insights on how you can stay relaxed in communicating and speaking through love when you're speaking with other people.
Boy, I think that's the big point. You know, I'd like to reiterate that point is that if I'm all caught in emotion, that's not probably the best time to communicate. But if I can come back to myself and get back into my feelings and evaluate, what am I feeling? Or again, discern, you know, a solution or what I'm feeling, then, some of what I'm super emotional about is actually not even the point. It's not even my true concern. It's not even what I'm there for. Sometimes it can be a decoy from, you know, what I'm really there to share with people. But when working with spirit through speaking through love, the language of spirit, you know, that they share with us through our true feelings.
Who is they, Tom?
Spirit.
Who are you talking about?
Our guidance.
Okay, talk a little about guidance, because we do mention the word guidance, and I want to make sure that you out there in the listening world know what we're talking about when we're mentioning guides. So go ahead and share a little about your personal team of guidance, Tom.
Yes, and you know, we have some videos. There's a link to some free videos that take you to the Thinkific site, and you can watch the series of videos, and we talk more in depth about this. But when I talk about guidance or spiritual helpers, I'm talking about souls that I've contracted with that have mastered the areas that I'm here to master spiritually. And you can think of them as 100% positive. And they're ahead of me. You know, they're ahead of me spiritually, and they're here to back me. And what's great is you can actually establish a two-way communication where you can get yes and no answers. You can get keywords. You can get insights into situations. And when we practice this cleansing technique that we use, and once you've learned how to work with your guidance, we do a profile, do some consultations that show people how to work with their guidance, then it's very freeing because you can always go back to them and ask, what the heck are they talking about? You know?
Yeah. And I want to clarify a little bit about that too.
Okay.
So when Tom mentions, you know, that you contracted with these guys before you came in. So these are souls. So it's not like, you know, a deceased soul that has passed on that you know of. It's not like Mother Mary, Jesus, Archangel Michael, all these other ascended, you know, angels. These are souls that have actually been on the planet and they've done and mastered what you are here to do and experience. So like one of my guides, it was in India in his previous incarnation. So he's here to help me communicate as I move around the world and talk to other people and communicate. So that's who they are. They are, and we all have between one and some have quite a few more. It depends on what you're here to do as to how many how many helpers you've actually brought in with you. Now, this is not to say that you are not still working with Jesus or Mother Mary or aliens or whatever you want to work with, because, you know, they come in to support too. But these are truly your personal team that love back and support you and know what you are here to do. So I just wanted to clarify that, because that's a big difference, is that these are souls that have been on the planet. So like even us, like we can master what we're doing, and then maybe we don't come back, and maybe we are guides for other people that, you know, and back and support what we have mastered that other people need help with. Who knows?
Yeah, because anyway, I found it to be very practical. And I've been working with my guidance ever since I was a young man. And we've talked about my background in electrical engineering, serving as an FBI agent for a while in the 80s, and being a businessman and running my own consulting company, as well as doing this sort of work for decades. When I'm working with spirit, though, I can be a healing influence in any environment that I'm in. So if I'm tuning into that language of love, and I'm picking up those insights through my four spiritual gifts, the prophecy, inner knowings, intuition, which is that clairaudient, still small voice within, vision, which is that clairvoyant part, you know, and feeling, which is just those gut feelings, you know, that's how spirit communicates. Right. And from that positive perspective, you know, so it's been a great tool for me. Again, get in contact with us if you're interested in a profile. I do them. And if you live in a different part of the country, we have other folks we can put you in touch with. So, getting back to that,
communicating.
So if I'm, you know, one thing, if I'm talking to a scientific person and they start talking about quantum physics and now the possibility of parallel universes, and they talk about fourth and fifth dimensions, and, you know, they do the math and they go, wow, this is possible. There really is possible that there's these fourth dimensions and fifth dimensions, and we only perceive three. And there's some great YouTube videos on things like that, which give you hints as to how it might really work. You know, I can't say that I get it all, but, or that my intellect comprehends it all. But so they're now talking from that perspective. So even let's go to UFOs, you know, like now there's this, a thrust where the idea of UFOs or extraterrestrials is becoming, you know, to the fore, to the point where Congress is having hearings galore. There's fellows testifying about all kinds of programs that have been going on in the government. And people have been sharing about this for a long time, you know, their experience. So there's folks who say they channel extraterrestrials or beings from other places. So, you know, I don't know where you are with all that. I think there's something to it. I don't think that it negates or just discounts anything else that I've already believed to be true, because if there's multidimensional beings and they exist in what we consider a different dimension, well, I'm not saying I understand it completely, but I'm open to the idea. So if someone wants to say that, you know, their higher source is an extraterrestrial that they're tuning into and they're channeling positive, loving wisdom, I go, well, I'm all for that. I'm all for the positive, loving wisdom. I'm going to, you know, how we define who our spiritual guides are and how someone else defines who their spiritual guides are might be two different ways of saying the same thing, or coming at it from a different school of thought, from a different angle. So like I had said earlier, you know, the man of, when we talk about our intellect and our feelings, you know.
Yeah, well, don't go
Did
too
we
far down
about that,
that? Way.
Okay.
No. I want to go back to the alien thing. So
aliens.
So maybe, I don't know, it was 2 years ago, Tom and I went to a Dr. Stephen Greer weekend experience, who is all about connecting with love of all things with beings on other realms. And he's done this for decades. There's all kinds of stuff on the internet and YouTube about him. And so we are like, let's go. We were guided to go. And so as he was communicating a lot of information, a lot of things that like, what and wow, and I don't understand that.
Confronting some of the things he was telling us at the time.
Yeah, because it's all new to us. It was almost like, you know, learning a different language and a different realm. But the thing about the communication, which we're trying to really get forth in this episode about speaking through love is that we had experiences that weekend that we felt in the sense of there were some meditations when we felt energy. We went out into a place where we did a, what is it called? What we did, the event, the CE5,
yeah,
which is basically contact extraterrestrial. What does CE5 stand for? It's going to the fifth dimension is what, that's what it's
really
about.
Yeah, it's as opposed to a close encounter.
That's it.
Close encounter type one, type two, type three. Yeah. So close encounter five is more in a spiritual dimension, you know, right. What we refer to as spiritual. So that's another thing that always grabs me is that, or I'm becoming more and more aware of, you know, like what we call spiritual. Well, it, you know, now physicists are saying there's parallel universes. So, I mean, it's part of reality. It's just a way of communicating the unseen, you might say.
So at this, can I finish?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, thank you, sir.
Please finish.
So at this event, this is really kind of cool. So I want to share it. So at this event, we are outside in the middle of the desert near Phoenix. And there was like 500-600 of us. And, you know, like nothing appeared. I mean, Tom had some feelings about, he felt some things around us. And I did get a picture of like something in the sky, but the feeling, and most people that were there experienced a feeling, a resonance of love, a resonance of another dimension that was beyond this three. I guess. Well, we
weren't three.
Three. Well, three, but some people say 3 to 4, but who knows? Oh, whatever. That's a whole other,
3 to 4.
That's a whole other episode. We have to do some research on that. So we're not going there today. But what I'm just trying to share is that with this extraterrestrial thing is that we felt it. Like I felt it, Tom felt it, and it was love. And so however you resonate with that, you know, that's your business. But we just wanted to share that in communication. As Stephen Greer was sharing a lot of scientific things and over our head things, we felt the love that he was also trying to share with us around connecting with extraterrestrials. That's what I want to say. Thank you, Tom.
Yeah. And it's so interesting because he shares about, you know, working with those beings, you know, in my view, they're just souls in a different sort of body, you know, they're in some sort of extraterrestrial body and maybe they've got more experience in other places and all that. So, but it was working through, you know, working with that psychic part of us, you know, those either from a meditation point of view or picking up impressions or telepathy. And, you know, they talk about these UFO experiences and the extraterrestrial that's speaking with, you know, the military people and so forth. They're saying, well, it was like telepathic, you know, it didn't really use language. So, you know, we may be onto something here on planet Earth where we're evolving into this area, but you know, I don't really get too, it's fun to think about. It's fun to find out about. It was interesting because Dr. Greer, some of the things that he claims, I was like, what? Huh? How could that be? You know, they've known forever and they have been hiding it. Oh my God. You know, and then he had all these great examples and all this research. And it took me a while to catch up to where he is because he'd been doing it for over 30 years and he started one step at a time. And, you know, he kept having experiences, you know, not only with he had some experience with extraterrestrials early on, but then as he moved along his path, you know, he discovered, you know, all kinds of things. And you go check out his YouTube channel and you'll hear some of his interviews. If you search for him on YouTube, you'll get the lowdown.
So how does this relate to the language of
spirit? How does it relate to the language of spirit is just that I think spirit is very inclusive and the universe is a very benevolent place.
Bingo, I like it.
So when coming into, you know, things that I'm not that familiar with intellectually, I really just have to tune into my feelings. And my feelings, my true feelings will kind of allow me to, you know, the wisdom's, a lot of that wisdom's already there.
So yeah, I guess this is a good place to kind of to wind this up, wind it up, wind it down.
But this is so much fun talking about extraterrestrials and spirit.
So yeah.
I think in my final comment was that one idea doesn't necessarily negate or disprove another idea, you know, from a big picture spiritual point of view. And maybe I'll even jump into, you know, now there's folks that will say that, you know, some of the things in the Bible, some of the stories might have been UFOs. And I don't really know if they were or weren't. I've never really taken the time to delve into it. My focus every day is more about me. And what am I here to do? And my life experience. You know, I find it entertaining. And I think it's like anything, whatever you really, if you want to delve into it, it's all there to delve into.
Of course it is.
But it's not necessarily different than what I'm sharing.
Right.
You know, the possibilities in the universe are probably pretty amazing.
And that's what I want to end on. I want to end on just keeping in the perspective, everyone, that when you're communicating with people that maybe you don't understand, or they're saying things that you're like, what? You know, feel into what they're feeling. Does it feel right for you? Does it not feel right for you? Are they speaking through love? And if they aren't,
that's
maybe
a good one. Are they speaking through love?
Are they speaking through love? And if not, maybe it's not meant for you to hear. And that, you know, goes back to, like I said, a couple of years back when people weren't speaking through love. I'm like, no, that's not love. So
yeah, and it's a feeling that
it's a feeling.
Speaking through love is the feeling of love is there, rather than an intellectual concept about love.
Right. So we hope, guys, that today you...
We'll let you chew on that one between the now and the next episode.
Well, we hope that you understood our communication. And we hope that you felt into our love for sharing with you. And just want to give great thanks for all of you out there who are listening, who are sharing our episodes with others, and who are also watching on our TNT Spirit Works YouTube channel. We appreciate you so very much. And appreciate the opportunity to come and communicate with you again.
Thank you for letting us share.
And so until next week, remember that life is
too short to not be enthusiastic about your unique journey.
Believe it or not, when you arrived back for another life, you were enthusiastic to be here. If you've lost that enthusiastic feeling, well, there's a way to reawaken it. It's by embracing a bigger spiritual picture of your life as a soul and igniting the feeling of spiritual freedom within. So if you are ready and needing some more enthusiastic mojo for your life, follow the link in the show notes where you can access a free video series created by the Wayshowers College and start recapturing the enthusiasm you have within for your unique journey.